Hospitals and health organizations today face so many challenges, and many of those affect the bottom line. One presiding factor in all of this is how patients feel about their level of service, and that's why it's critical to talk about the patient experience. It is my pleasure today to have Janine Underdown Collins as a part of the Patient Experience podcast. Janine is a politician, I guess is one way to say it. She served our community of Boone, North Carolina as a town council member for a term, and she has a truly, truly pulse of what's going on in the community and served our community well. And Janine, thank you for joining me today and answering a few questions.
It's my pleasure, John. It's my pleasure.
Well, I know I used the term politician. Let me go back and rephrase that. Janine served as a servant to our community. And you do have a pulse of what's going on. And one thing, as this podcast is for healthcare administrators and professionals, I'd ask you a question. In your role as a town council member, do you feel like healthcare has changed in your area?
Shoot, yes, John. I can tell you, even as a student as with you at Appalachia,
yes,
healthcare has changed greatly in our community of Boone, North Carolina. We've seen Watauga Hospital go to Watauga Medical Center to Appalachian Regional, and we've gone from one or two family practice doctors to having urgent care centers scattered all over the county.
Yes,
you know, it's changed a lot.
It really has. I think. I still think back to the days when it was Dr. Smith, Dr. Wilson, Dr. Hageman, and that was
That's basically right. It.
And they provided healthcare, everything from pregnancy to birth through our lifetime. And
That's right. We
stuck with those doctors. And there's so many doctors, and seriously, even being a part of the healthcare system for as long as I was, a lot of those, I don't even know who those doctors now are, but we have seen change. And do you feel like it's good, the change that we have seen is good?
It is a positive thing. And, you know, you and I were patients of Doc Ashby's and Dr. Derrick's at ASU.
We were.
And that, and seeing that area of healthcare grow and change has been very interesting over the past 40-some years.
I remember at Appalachian, you'd go to the infirmary, and Mrs. Shook would check your vitals, and then you'd go in to see the doctor. And it was in a small building there in front of the old hospital that was actually the nurse's dorm at one time. And I still think about that building being there. And actually, it's good that the old hospital building is still there. You know, when I started at the hospital, somebody said, how in the world, John, did you go into a director's position right out of college with no experience? I said, really? Because that hospital wanted someone local that could relate to the people. It really didn't have that much to do with my healthcare knowledge beyond the books. It's just it was having a hometown boy there. Do you feel that an excellent patient experience is critical in selecting a healthcare provider?
Yes, I do. I feel very strongly about it. I know that in looking at healthcare providers, and for me, it's very important to be able to sit down and talk to somebody that will listen to you and really listen and evaluate what you said, and then try to help you with what's going on with your situation.
Yeah.
That is extremely important. And that's one-on-one care.
It is. And my doctor said to me the other day, I went in with an ear infection in both ears. But, you know, after he diagnosed it, he said, so what's going on with you, John?
Mm-hmm.
And he was genuinely concerned. And
that's right.
That was one-on-one. That was good patient experience. And, you know, I think people are shopping for healthcare providers. Besides our system up here, people are shopping off the mountains. Now, I understand we have to go off the mountains to Target. We have to go out off the mountain to Sam's Club or maybe a restaurant we don't have up here. But we really don't have to go off the mountain to find health care unless it's a critical situation. But more and more people are looking to, they're shopping. They're going off
they
the
are.
Mountain for something.
And they want somebody that they feel comfortable with. And, you know, it's interesting to me to see some of the doctors go back to the way it was when we were kids, that they'll come and make a house call.
Yes.
And I think that's important, too. Having an 88-year-old mother who really doesn't like to go to the doctor because of the sterile situation sometimes.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's better to be able to talk to them outside of that situation.
It really is. I remember once Dr. Smith coming to our house and checking me out. I think they thought I had appendicitis or something. And Dad tried to pay him. He said, all I need, if you got any more of that home churn butter that you gave me a couple of weeks ago. And that's how he paid Dr. Smith.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It just, that's, and we still see that. We still see that level of concern. Serving as a previous town council member, do you think that you have had an impact or those that serve us in the community have had an impact on health care?
I feel like I have, and it's in a different sort of way, a way that most folks won't really think about it. But, you know, being a town council member, you have an opportunity to work with outside agency funding and making donations to things such as the hospitality house.
Yes.
Or a community care clinic, which also helps impoverished people and that kind of thing. Also, as a town council member, you work with zoning issues. And, for example, we had to rezone the site for the Beaver College of Health Sciences for Appalachian State University. So we partner with the healthcare people, and we work in other ways. We're working there. The town is working on a new wellness district for that end of the town of Boone. So there are other ways besides just working with insurance and doctors that a politician or a public servant can help in the healthcare.
That's exactly right. And it's I think it is so obvious in the community how you've had an impact on that. I mean, there, like you said, there's so many things outside agencies that are providers of health care and providers of aftercare. I want to ask you one last question.
Let me add one other thing.
Okay.
And this is just a little segue, is that the town of Boone is working on the Greenway connector to the wellness district.
Oh.
The Greenway. So there's another one that has health impacts too.
Yes.
People encourage better health. So.
Yes. And getting out and walking. And really, you go out and everybody's walking now.
That's right.
Well,
good for you.
Well, except for me, but I'm getting to that point, okay? You know that.
Okay. We'll do some laps around Daniel Boone Park.
That's good. I'm with that. Well, this last question, and I think this is so many professionals and leaders listening to this. Janine, how do you lead?
Okay, I find this a very interesting question, John, because I've never really thought about what my qualities of leadership were. So I reached out to some of my volunteers that have worked with me. And the big thing that they said was that I have the ability to facilitate. I delegate. I work with persistence. I find a cause. I get to it, and I do it without hesitation. The other side of that that's very important is once you get that group of people that you can facilitate and you know what you want to accomplish, you secure those resources, and then you put the right people in the right places and you let them do their job.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And you facilitate it. And that is my style of leadership.
I agree. And
it's very important. It's very important to me.
I can see that in you, and we all lead in different ways, and we all have gifts, and it sounds, I would use the term for you as own purpose. You are an own purpose person. You know your purpose, and you carry it out.
Well, thank you very much. That's a very nice compliment.
Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you have a great evening and look forward to talking with you again soon.
You too, John. Thank you very
much. Thank you, Janine.
Thanks for joining us today for the Patient Experience. Please help us out by sharing our show with a healthcare professional in your life or by leaving us a review on iTunes or your preferred podcast platform.